When a home heating oil tank leaks, costs can add up quickly, depending on the size of the spill, everything from hiring contractors to buying cleanup supplies and even calling the state to report the spill gets billed. Alaska's lawmakers are considering legislation to help with those costs. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more in Juneau.
In 2010, Fabian Peter Contessa's family found a cork-sized hole in the bottom of their underground heating oil tank in Juneau. Peter Contessa told a House Resources Committee last month that as soon as they discovered the leak, the family called the state's Department of Environmental Conservation for help. A spill expert came out, gave them some advice on what to do, and the family started cleanup.
So we went out, spent a lot of money on a lot of boom, a lot of absorbent pads, sloshing through our property, disposing of the free product and the pads, etc., in an environmentally responsible way.
It wasn't cheap.
We spent tens of thousands of dollars on this effort, cleanup, hiring the contractor. We've spent several thousand dollars on soil testing, and none of this is covered by homeowners insurance. So that is all out of pocket.
Peter Contessa says that DEC staff has been a great resource for technical support and answering questions. But then in 2017, the family got their first bill from the state.
And as you can imagine, the blood pressure shot through the roof.
They didn't want to pay that bill in addition to all of the other ones, so the family stopped talking to the state spill response staff. State Spill Prevention and Response Director Kristen Ryan says that's a common response.
We have had several situations where a homeowner is talking to us, everything is going well. Then several weeks later, they get our bill, which is an automated process. And all of a sudden, they don't return our phone calls. They won't let us on their property. They don't want to talk to us because they don't want another bill.
Right now, staff at the Department of Environmental Conservation are required by law to recover their costs when they consult on spills. On average, getting technical support from employees in that division can cost between $100 and $150 an hour. But Ryan says she doesn't think that when the statutes were written, lawmakers were considering individual homeowners and heating oil leaks.
They were thinking about Exxon. They were thinking about BP. They were thinking about big companies that are making money off oil. And they didn't think the state should have any expenses associated with that industry.
There are about 150 homes that have heating oil spills that the state is currently consulting on. The bill is pretty narrowly defined to cover just spills from equipment or fuel that is used solely to provide space heat or electric power for residential homes. It wouldn't take away any of the cleanup costs, which is typically the bulk of the cost in a situation where heating oil is spilled. But it would allow the state to provide essentially free tech support when something does go wrong. Ryan says spill response experts for the state do everything from helping homeowners draft bids for contractors to showing them where to buy supplies to clean up the spills themselves.
Or go out with a meter that helps them see if the vapors are strong enough in the house that perhaps they should move or leave while they're doing the cleanup. Things that are to us really important to do, and we'd like to do them without burdening them with a bill.
If the bill passes, Ryan's department estimates that it'll lose out on about $60,000 a year in revenue. Ryan says she's confident the state can absorb that cost, especially if it entices homeowners into reporting spills and getting help cleaning them up. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.